In this video, I want to share three painful ways that being cheated on changes you, as well as one positive element that can come as a result of it all. So if you've been cheated on, you understand this better than anyone. It is incredibly disorienting, and sometimes just hearing someone lay out, here are a couple of ways that it can change you, can help you understand what you're experiencing yourself. So the first way that being cheated on can change you is when it comes to your understanding of just your life as a whole, the story that you're living in. Imagine this. Imagine you walk through your house every day. Do you ask the question, will the floor underneath me give out? Say you're on the second story. If you're balling like that, you got a two-story home, let's go. Do you expect that with each step, suddenly you're going to fall through? No, because that's never happened before. You have general confidence in the way things work. But after you've been cheated on, it's as if every step that you're taking on that second story of your house is you're not sure whether this step is going to fall through, because you thought you could trust floors. You thought that you could trust the way houses were built. You thought that you could trust what it meant for something to be a home, and suddenly that foundation is gone. It's like figuring out suddenly that the whole thing is built on sand. So what this is really about is a distorted sense of reality plus this newfound vigilance. You feel like you can't walk without looking. You feel like your eyes have to be on the ground at all times because you never know where the next trap might be. The second thing that happens, very closely related, is trust. The second way that being cheated on changes who you are as a person is you become less trusting. You become suspicious, not just of reality and what things mean, where you're going, but of people. You start to see the small, subtle, insidious ways in which people lie, and they lie very casually. It often fills you with a sense of naivety. Like, how could I trust this? Like, looking back, obviously, being gone at these hours and sending me this text and this person appearing at this context where they shouldn't have been there, none of this stuff adds up. Why was I so naive? Why was I so trusting? Why was I suppressing my intuition? Why was I trusting other people but not trusting my own suspicions? And once this happens, you start to see little things, like you had a lunch scheduled with a friend and they don't show up to it. And you start thinking all these crazy thoughts of like, are they lying to me too? Were they just pretending to be my friend all these years? Do they actually think that I'm crazy like they think that I'm crazy? It's like the betrayal starts to just rewire how you view friendships and relationships in general. Things that might have just been disappointing before feel like this massive gap in a relationship. You don't know if you can even trust them enough to tell them about it. And the third way that being cheated on changes you as a person is what I call the wounded self. And it's just a shattered sense of self-worth. It introduces feelings of rejection, inadequacy, shame, and you start asking these questions of like, what did they have that I didn't? Why wasn't I enough? It wounds what some people call your self-concept. And that is something that you will carry with you everywhere that you go. How you think about yourself is something that you cannot divorce from any experience that you're having. And so again, things that might have just been a small disappointment to you in the past, like not doing as well on a task at work, instead of just being like, dang, I gotta step up more next time, it can make you genuinely start to spiral and like, am I a failure? And this is where I see so many people struggling to maintain the same level of performance they had at work or in school or whatever the case may be, whatever the context may be, after they've been cheated on, because their self-worth has dipped to a point where they just don't expect themselves to be able to succeed at anything anymore. But the fourth way people can change, this is kind of the bonus one, a little bit of a shining light, is that there are often unexpected forms of growth after the betrayal. I often see people become a lot more empathetic. So being able to understand and sympathize with and feel for other people's pains and struggles that they're going through, being able to respond empathetically to, where they're not just bringing a hammer of, this is my opinion, this is what you should do, but understanding that a lot of this is really messy. And they're able to bring their own complex feelings about their own healing journey to other people, and that's a beautiful gift. In addition to more empathy for others, they tend to develop more empathy for themselves too. Once the healing process begins, because the pain was so deep, the healing goes really deep too. And oftentimes there are random childhood wounds that end up being healed as a result of this. So that self-worth that was eradicated, like, that is how deep the new self-confidence can go. The lacking trust in yourself and your own judgments that came from being cheated on, you can rebuild a whole new level of trusting your gut and intuition. Some of the wisest people that I know in terms of their ability to just like spot other people's behaviors and patterns and know who they can trust and who they can't are people who have been betrayed and who have healed from it. And they're not people that do this as a way of running away. They're people that can also do it in a way of opening up, where they do find people that they know they can trust and they have great deep bonds and relationships with them. And so the person who emerges from the ashes of this is going to be a different person. Like, you're not going to look the same. And that can actually be a really good and beautiful thing. It can be a lot stronger, a lot more resilient, a lot more wise, a lot more empathetic. It does take a lot of work, though, to heal from it all.